Mairead McGuinness, I have heard that you are officially now interested and going forward for the as a candidate for the presidency of the European Parliament.
Well, I suppose it's one of the best kept non-secrets, if you like. Yes, I'm pleased to say that I have decided to formally put my name forward as a candidate for our group, the EPP. The decision will not be taken by our group until December, and then in January we vote as a plenary for who is to be the Speaker or the President of the House. It's very early days, but at least, as they say, the race is on, and I'm very pleased to be one of those being considered as a candidate from our group.
It'll be a tough battle. How much support do you have within the EPP group?
Well, all elections are tough, and certainly when you're running for this position, it will be particularly tough, and I think it should be. The first step in it is to get the support of my colleagues within the EPP. There are potentially four, maybe five candidates. My name is amongst those. I suppose all I can do is gauge the reaction I have received from colleagues that I've spoken to in the last weeks about this issue, and I would have good support with people, not just that I've worked with in particular on files, but also generally within our group. I've been here since 2004, so they know me, they know my track record, they know my commitment to the job in hand. I've also served as a Vice President of the Parliament, so I've had that experience as well. So I think my CV is strong in terms of being able to be the Speaker of the House, but I do not underestimate the challenge that lies ahead, and I suppose it'll mean that Christmas shopping might not happen this year, but it's good to be in the mix, and I'm glad I'm in the mix. And I think at this time when Europe's in a difficult moment, I'm very practical. I speak very clearly in terms of the issues that concern us all. And I hope that I would be, if I managed to get through this process, a very effective president of the European Parliament. And I think what makes life interesting and politics particularly interesting is that it will be a competitive position, that people do value the role of the President of the Parliament, that within political groups and across political groups there will be a number of candidates, that this job you will have to fight hard for it, and people are going to have to convince the colleagues that whoever we choose is the right person for the times that we live in, and for being, if you like, front and centre of this Parliament and what we stand for.
And what about also these stories that a deal had been done with ALDE, which would be the third group in the European Parliament, that instead of it rotating as it has done in previous times between the EPP group and the Social and Democrats group, that they might get a go at it?
Well, look, there's many rumours, and I suppose what I try and do is to listen to all of them and ignore most of them, because the only thing I can focus on is my own CV, my own credibility as a candidate, and convincing people across political groups, but more importantly at the moment in my own political group, that I am a very, very able candidate, that I can do the job, and it can reflect well on all of us. And I take it very seriously. People regard me as a very, very hard worker who's also very practically minded, because we're directly elected, so we have to go and talk to people all the time and understand their fears and concerns. So any of the rumour mill, which is absolutely rife at the moment, I just hear it and then I ignore it, because I'm quite focused that there is a tough battle ahead of me, and I need to conserve and manage my energy to focus on that battle and hopefully win out in the end.
So what's the next step now in terms of that battle?
I suppose the next few weeks, well, 2.5, 3 weeks, are speaking to colleagues. I mean, the constituency in the overall parliament is 751, but within our group it's you know, a few hundred colleagues that I have to talk to individually and collectively. So I hope my voice holds out, but already I've talked to many colleagues, and I do sense that they would like to see a change, you know, a new Speaker of the House, and I think that's generally accepted. And I think many of them do see me as somebody who can do that. I would caution all of my own enthusiasm by realising that I do come from a small member state, and that can be both an advantage and a disadvantage. And therefore, I need to persuade all of the delegations, the large and small, that if they support me, they have a candidate that they can be very convinced of, and that they know that I will do the job as Speaker of the House to the very best of my ability in these very difficult times for the European Union. And many of them, I think, already agree with me, and they believe that that can be the case.
And speaking of those difficult times, of course, you know, a huge challenge is going to be Brexit. Now, I've also heard that because you're an Irish candidate, that that actually could come against you, because the feeling would be, you know, there's quite a lot of division and a range of opinions in the Parliament about whether the Brexit exit should be hard or soft. And if it's an Irish presidency, that might suggest a softer approach. And maybe the more hardline MEPs who want to kick the Brits out and make them suffer mightn't want that.
Well, actually, I always find when people, you know, pick something as a negative towards you, it's a sign that you're making progress. I think on Brexit, the opposite is the case. What I get a very clear sense of is that people know where my focus is, that it is the European Union, and that we have to deal with Brexit as a very, very united European Union of 27 members. And Ireland has to be very strong in those negotiations as part of that team. And clearly, from an Irish perspective, we have many issues of concern, and in fact our colleagues here understand that, and that is hugely important. And remember that the role of this Parliament, the President, the Speaker, has some power but not absolute power. And in the negotiations around Brexit, we will have a vote here. We will be watching them very carefully. Individuals and groups will clearly watch the Brexit negotiations. And no one individual will determine whether this is a hard or soft Brexit. And I think the difficulty for us all is that we do not know yet what the British are proposing, or indeed where their game plan is. I hope they're developing one, because I think that's very important from a European perspective, and clearly Ireland has interests in that. So I don't regard that as a problem for me. In fact, it might help, because I understand, being a near neighbour of the United Kingdom, we understand their mentality. We are near neighbours. We've had difficult histories. We get on better now. So there's a lot of good things around my candidacy when it comes to Brexit, which I think outweigh completely those who might have a different view.